Gavin Newsom claims Supreme Court decision stripped women of liberty, time to fight like hell. By Amy Furr on June 24, 2022. Governor Gavin Newsom, DCA, claimed Friday the Supreme Court's decision takes away women's liberty, and he vowed to fight like hell. The Supreme Court has stripped women of their liberty and let red states replace it with mandated birth. This is an attack on American freedom, Newsom wrote in a social media post. CA, or NWA are creating the West Coast Offensive. A roadmap for other states to stand up for women. Time to fight like hell, he concluded. The Supreme Court has stripped women of their liberty and let red states replace it with mandated birth. This is an attack on American freedom. CA, or NWA are creating the West Coast Offensive. A roadmap for other states to stand up for women. Time to fight like hell. pic.twitter.com/jbrjsiddiqueva8. Gavin Newsom, at Gavin Newsom, June 24, 2022. On Friday, the United States Supreme Court overruled Roe v. Wade and held in the Dobbs case that the Constitution does not provide a right to abortion, which returned the issue to the states, Breitbart News reported. Roe was handed down in 1973 in a 7-2 decision, holding that the U.S. Constitution includes a constitutional right to abortion, despite the fact that abortion is not found in the text, structure, or history of the Constitution, and the nation went more than 180 years without ever noticing it existed. It has been one of the most divisive legal issues in American history. Meanwhile, the court's decision would make abortions illegal in Texas in the next 30 days, according to Breitbart News. The Texas legislature passed a trigger law in 2021 that makes performing abortions in Texas a felony 30 days after the Supreme Court overrules Roe v. Wade, the outlet said. In May, Newsom called his effort to expand abortion access in his state a pro-life agenda while opposing the pro-life movement, Breitbart News reported at the time. Newsom's plan to expand access to what he calls reproductive health, though its primary purpose is to stop reproduction, includes incentive opportunities for businesses to relocate to California, from states with anti-abortion and anti-LGBTQ+ laws. He also plans to spend $125 million on initiatives specifically related to abortion. Meanwhile, on Friday, Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, joined Democrats and pro-abortion activists who were reacting to the Supreme Court's decision. Waters was outside the court and told reporters, "The hell with the Supreme Court, we will defy them."